Yesterday, every Republican senator signed on to a resolution that could lead to the arrest of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. If approved by the full Senate, the resolution would hold the supervisors in contempt for refusing to comply with a broad subpoena demanding access to voting records from the 2020 general election. Ben Giles has had the wonderful task of following this issue for months now. And Ben, can you start by explaining exactly how we got to this point? Senators actually threatening to arrest county officials.
So this boils down to a fundamental legal disagreement between the supervisors and the senators. The senators issued this subpoena first in December and then again in January, demanding access to election equipment, election software, and all of the more than 2 million ballots that were cast in the 2020 general election. I'm going to focus on those ballots because I think that's the real disagreement here. The supervisors feel and believe that they would be violating state law by turning over those ballots. They think they have to keep them under lock and key. This didn't get resolved in court in January. And now the senators are citing a state law that says if someone defies the subpoena, they may be arrested by the sergeant at arms and brought before the Senate.
So what does that look like then? How would that work?
Honestly, who knows? I think that a lot of reporters and I talked to some Democrats yesterday who are wondering what the heck is going to happen there. I think the more likely scenario is that this is going to head back to court. The supervisors had said, we'd happily go to court with you to try and get this settled. If a court order says we can turn over the ballots, we'd do that. But for now, we think we can't because we'd be breaking the law. A judge was kind of reluctant to get involved in this back in January. There's a separation of powers issue between the judiciary and the legislative branch. So it's tough to say how this will get settled.
And I imagine the supervisor's reaction hasn't been real positive so far.
I would describe it as fed up with the Senate. They feel like the Senate Republicans are not negotiating in good faith. For example, these subpoenas have been out there for months. But on Monday, the Senate's attorney issued a new demand saying you have until noon Tuesday to respond and tell us when and how you will give us what we are demanding, the ballots. And obviously that deadline came and went. That prompted this resolution to hold them in contempt. And they were also very critical of the firm chosen by Senate President Kieran Phan to conduct the Senate's audit of the election in Maricopa County.
Yeah, Ben, we want more details on that. It's a Texas-based firm, Allied Security Operations Group. Not the first time they've been involved with these audits of the 2020 election, right?
Yes, they've been aligned with quite a few efforts in many states, not just Arizona, to try and prove that the election was fraudulent. One of the founders, for example, filed an affidavit that mixed up voting jurisdictions in Minnesota and Michigan. The firm employs a quote-unquote military intelligence expert, formerly known as Spider, that's Spider with a Y. He was named as an anonymous expert witness in several failed Kraken lawsuits. The Washington Post discovered he's really an ex-military guy with no military intelligence training. And this is kind of exactly what the board was afraid would happen. Supervisor Bill Gates said in a statement that it's, quote, unfathomable that the Arizona Senate has hired a known and frequently debunked conspiracy theorist to conduct their audit.
Ben, we're a bit short on time, but of course, the only way this firm can perform an audit is if the Senate gets what it wants from the county. Considering all you've said, what's the likelihood of that happening now?
I think unless they go to court, the supervisors aren't going to budge. The threat of contempt may have had kind of an opposite effect. The supervisors, again, seem angry and bolder now. And the contempt resolution still needs a vote. That's anticipated on Monday. I should note there are 16 Republican senators. There's a 16-14 Republican majority. All senators support the resolution. They co-signed it. So I guess we'll see if the Senate has enough handcuffs to go around after Monday's vote.
That's one way to put it. KJZC's Ben Giles. Thanks as always.
Thank you.